Hello everyone and welcome to this week's podcast. I want to acknowledge all of your work for this week. Having come back from the holidays, I felt as though the school was at full capacity come 8:30 Monday morning. Everyone sounded like they had a good school holidays, but I really appreciate the fact that people got stuck in first thing, and I feel as though the students appreciated that. I want to say a massive thank you to Mel McGowan and Keegan Blows for taking a trip to Singapore for a cultural studies event. Keegan, the fact that you gave up your holidays to accompany Mel, I really appreciate, and certainly speaking to the students, they really appreciated getting to know you much better. Mel, your efforts in preparing for the event took upwards of 6 months, and I know how much work you put into that. And from my personal point of view, thank you for giving up your holidays, but also the time leading up to that. It's a massive event, and you should be proud of your efforts. Moving on to the week ahead, there's some work being done by PAC to continue to work on updating job and person specifications for leadership jobs that will be advertised in the upcoming weeks. If you have any feedback around that, can you please make sure you'll see your representative? I have an introductory meeting with the Clontarf staff, so that's an Aboriginal AFL Sporting Academy, a re-engagement tour for young Aboriginal boys, a meeting on Wednesday to really start the conversation about that and what that looks like for Port Lincoln High School from the beginning of next year. Friday is the Year 12's last day, and we have a celebratory luncheon. A reminder that staff are invited to write some positive messages on postcards that will be given to those Year 12's at that luncheon, so please take advantage of that. I also want to remind Stage 2 teachers that they need to keep up to date with their SACE online deadlines. Make sure you please do that. Tash indicated that she's not able to keep track of all of those timelines, so individual staff need to be responsible to make sure they have uploaded the information that they need to. Lastly, I want to announce that Jolene Miller has been announced as the coordinator of the Workabout Centre. That's another Aboriginal engagement strategy linked directly to career planning. More information about the Workabout Centre will come out over the coming weeks once Jolene starts that position. It will be based at the district office, but we'll see a lot of Jolene because of the number of Aboriginal students we have enrolled at the school. I want to leave a couple of thoughts with you this week. I invited you all to be involved in a team on Office 365 around my 50-day plan. If you remember from last week, I challenged all of the leaders to have a 50-day plan in preparation for 2019. So my plan is around the various software packages that we now run and making some decisions about what sort of communication we use each software package for. So in summary, we have sector and the direct messaging. We have an email system that we all have access to. We now have Office 365 and in particular Teams. So I'm interested in your thoughts and your feedback around what you think we should be communicating using what software package. We don't want to get into a situation where we're creating more work. I would like to think that we can utilize the software packages to be more efficient. So please be involved in the conversation. I've posted it to Teams. It's our very intuitive program. And if you do need some support, please see any of the leadership staff who've been using the software for some time. The second thing that I want to share with you comes out of a conversation that I had with Lynn Hosking around the Resource Centre. I'm interested in really driving forward the work that we've already done in improving the results around our research project. I'm really happy to acknowledge the work done by those research project teachers at Stage 2. We've introduced Stage 1 research practices as a compulsory subject for next year, which will happen during Line 1 in conjunction with subjects that are already running on that line. My question really to Lynn was, what are we able to do for years 8 to 10 at this point, and at what can the Resource Centre do to facilitate better research in the middle years in preparation for Stage 1 and then leaping forward into Stage 2? Again, I'm interested in your thoughts through your faculty leaders, but also in the discussions on Office 365 about where you think the Resource Centre can further assist us in developing our research skills into 2019. And finally, because I've had a number of requests, I just want to finish off with a dad joke. This one was given to me by Sean Osborne during the week, and it gave me a good laugh. So here we go. Turning vegan is a huge missed mistake. Enjoy your week, everybody.